Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Ches. And we're holding five lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara starts off with a simen. The simen is that, as we'll see in Mechem in today's daf, virtually the entire daf are a series of questions that Rav Papa asked Abaya. And therefore, to remember those six questions altogether, the simen is L'Rav, Tzlovchot, the Yosef, Ichbel, Menashe, and Yehoshev. Zok Imar. First question. You recall that we had a machlokes yesterday in the Braisa between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason, as well as Rabbi Shimon ben Elosa. But we're focusing on Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason. Whether Yoitzim Mitzrayim Nischalka Oret, or Leboi Ha'oret Nischalka Ha'oret. The chalokim that were divided up at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, were they based on those that left Mitzrayim, or were they based on those that came into Eretz Yisrael? And you remember Rashbam gave a simple example. He had Reuben and Shimon, who were miyotzei Mitzrayim. In the Midbar, Reuben had 10 children, Shimon had one child, and now when it comes to going into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, Reuben and Shimon already passed away. They were among the Meisei Midbar. And now we have the 10 and the 1. So, how many chalakim do they get? Do they get one chalak each because of Reuben and Shimon? Or do they get 10 chalakim and one chalak respectively because they're Midboya Eretz? And then you'll remember that according to Rabbi Yonason, it's not just simply the Boya Eretz, but it's also that you have to go back somewhat retroactively. And the Gemara gave it a very interesting term, the Mesim Yoshim Esachayim, which means you have the 11 portions going back to the original Reuven Veshimon, and now Reuven Veshimon give it to their children. So Reuven's kids, 10 altogether, are going to get 5.5 chalokim, and Shimon's single son is going to also get 5.5 chalokim. Anyway, that was yesterday's discussion. And now the Gemara says, for those who just joined us, we're Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Only Rapopoli Abai Bishlam Laman Yom Liyotz Mitzrayim Nischalkot. According to the one that holds that Rabbi Yoshe, that the Eretz Yisrael was divided up according to those that left Mitzrayim. Hayin Dechsev, then I understand L'Rav Tarbe Nachlosim L'Ma'at Tamet Nachlosim, which means at the time that the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, some got more and some got less. L'Rav Tavrin Achlosli, some got a larger portion, some got a smaller portion. Why would that be the case? Why doesn't everybody get the same portion? And the answer is, like we just explained, because of Sliyotzim Mitzrayim Nischalka Oretz. So according to Rabbi Yoshe, I don't care how many people are coming to Eretz Yisrael now, I only look at how many people left Mitzrayim 40 years ago. So in the case of Reuven, who had 10 children, Reuven is only one person. The 10 children are 10 people. But if you say Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischalka Oretz, what that means is that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, each one of these 10 only got a tenth of a chalik, because they're just yarshening the chalik of their great, of their father, or perhaps even grandfather, the one that was from the Yotze Mitzrayim. So therefore, each one of them got a v'lama'atamit nachlosay. They got smaller nachlos. It could also be the other way around. You could have, let's say, 5 brothers leaving Mitzrayim, all going into the Midbar. Of those 5 brothers, lo yalaini, 3 of them passed away prematurely. And now, from all of those 5 brothers, you only had 3 Einik Lachol together that came out. Okay, so what do we do now? So we had 5 originally, and now you have these 3. So these 3, if you're going Leboi Oretz, they get 3 Chalokim. However, because we're going according to the Yoitze Mitzrayim, according to Rabbi Yoshe, L'Rav Tarbe Nachlosay, the 3 are going to go and get larger Chalokim. They're going to get the Chedek of the 5 who left Mitzrayim. So therefore, I can see why there would be somewhat of a disparity between some of the Nochlim that are coming into Eretz Yisrael, where some are getting larger chalakim, some getting smaller chalakim, because it's not based on today's census, it's based on the census 40 years ago. But Eleman Diyam Leboy Oretz, talking about those that are coming into Eretz Yisrael now, Maile Rav Tarbe Nachlosoi, Maile Ma'at Tamet Nachlosoi. After all, see, there's a, at least in my Gemara, there's a printing mistake. It shouldn't say the Maile Rav Tarbu Nachlosoi, because the Pasuk says the Rav Tarbeh Nachlosoi. Okay, they get it right on the Amud Beis, but there's a, seems to be a typo here in Kufyat Chesem and Aleph. So what's the Maile Rav Tarbe Nachlosoi? Everybody's getting the same amount. If you have Boy Oritz coming into Eretz Yisrael, the whole, all the mishpachas, all the individuals coming in, they're getting based on the Boy Oritz. So, Ibazoi, why is somebody getting more? Why is somebody getting less? So, Timara Kasha. I don't have an answer to this question. So, this was the first of the six of the Simen. That was Laraf. Now we go to Tzlochad. As we know the story as it unfolded in the Torah, that the Bnei Slavchad said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not fair. Avinu Mespa Midbar, our father died Nebuch in the Midbar. The Huloi Hoya, and he was not among those that participated. What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Vuhuloi Hoya Besoicho Eido. Hanoi Odim Alad Shem Badas Koirach Kivchetoi Meis. Uvonim Loi Hoyuloi. Our father died in the Midbar, and unfortunately, or fortunately, he was not among the Adas Koirach, and as we'll see later in the Gemara, he also had nothing to do with the Misloininim, he had nothing to do with the Meraglim, he was a quote-unquote nice guy, except for, we're going to have later on in the next few days, that in fact, according to some, Tzlofchad was the Mekoshesh Eitzim, and that's why he passed away. But that's not for now. The point is that the daughters of Slavchad are complaining that Nebuch Slavchad passed away, and Uvonim Lehoyulai, he didn't have any sons, just us. That means we're not going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Is that fair? And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's a very good question. Let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kein B'nai Slavchad Doivrois. Avada, they're 100% right. And therefore, then we have the whole parsh of Nachlois, which says in the Torah that if Chas Hashem ish kiyomus uvein ein loy, like the case of Tzlofchad, vavartim es nachlos elevitoi vimein loy bas, then you give to the Achim, and so on and so forth, like you have enumerated in the Torah. So it says the Gemara, if the basis of the Bnei Tzlofchad getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael is because of the Yoytze Mitzrayim, then I understand very well why the daughters of Slavchad are screaming, they're saying, our whole schus to get a chedek in Eretz Yisrael is based on our father, Slavchad. However, that's good if you say that Lioitz Mitzrayim is Chalka Oretz. But if you're telling me that the Chalka Oretz, Leboya Oretz, those people that are entering in Eretz Yisrael now, Slavchad died years ago, it's totally irrelevant that he died, he didn't die, he had sons, he didn't have sons. Who's Menafkimina? We're looking at the Boya Aretz, we're not looking back at the Yoitz Mitzrayim. Halesa, the Lishkoi, he's not here to go and accept. In other words, since he's not Boya Aretz, since he's the Yoitz Mitzrayim, he's not present to go and get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So what are they screaming about? They have no entitlement because there is no Tzlofchad mi Boya Aretz. So the Gemara Elulachazora Velita Venichse Chayfer. The Gemara is giving a teretz. The Gemara is saying is you're right. Initially, vis-a-vis Boya Aretz, Slavchad was not me Boya Aretz. Since he wasn't Boya Aretz, there's nothing to talk about. Why are they screaming? Why are they complaining? They're not going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because there's no male in the family going into Eretz Yisrael. There's a Rishbam on the Amud Beis that says that the only ones that were entitled to go to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael is only the anoshim and not the noshim. He brings a raya from a pasuk. That being the case, since there is no Tzlofchad going into Eretz Yisrael now, and since according to Rabbi Yonasan, we don't go after the Yoytzim Mitzrayim, we only go after the Boy Yoret. So what are they screaming? It says, Yimal Tadiyu L'Chazara. Remember the Chazara, we spoke about it 2 minutes ago, that even according to Bani Yomba, Boy Yoret, there is an influence based on the Yoytzim Mitzrayim. What is that influence? So we discussed briefly that if you had Reuven the Shimon leaving Mitzrayim, and one had 10 sons and one had 1 son, and when it comes now, they come into Eretz Yisrael, it's not that they get 10 and they get 1, but rather that the 10 and the 1, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that you go to Boya Aretz, the 11 Chalakim go back to Reuven and Shimon, and that's what the Gemara called yesterday, that normally the Chayim Noichlim Esha or Yorshim Esha Mesim. And here the Mesim or Yorshim Esha Chayim. We don't mean literally that the Mesim Yorshim Esha Chayim. We just mean to say that the 11 portions of Reuven's kid and Shimon's kid go and put them back, were Choyzeh to Reuven v'Shimon, and then they take the 11 Chalakim and they split it up 5.5 and 5.5. So Zokti Gemara, according to Man Yama that holds the Boy Aret, the reason why they were screaming is because not because of Tzlovchar. They were screaming because of Chayfer. What means because of Chayfer? The Chayfer, as you know, was Tzlovchar's father. The Pasuk says, Tzlovchar ben Chayfer. Rambam on the Amud Beis said that Chayfer had 8 sons altogether, including Tzlovchar. Tzlovchar and 7 more sons. A whole bunch of those sons of the Chayfer family entered into Eretz Yisrael. How many altogether is a machloikis on the Amud Beis? Tzlovchar certainly didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Levina Meis Bamidbar. Everybody's going to agree that there was one more brother that also passed away. One man the Yama holds that there were 2 brothers that passed away besides Tzlovchar. So therefore, either the 5 surviving sons. When I say not Tzlovchar, sons of Chayfer, of the 8 sons of Chayfer, 2 of them certainly did not survive the Midbar. That was Tzlovchar and 1 more brother. According to one man the Yama, even 2 brothers besides Tzlovchar, which means only 5 B'nai Chayfer entered into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now all of those 5 B'nai Chayfer, 6 B'nai Chayfer that entered into Eretz Yisrael, they are now the Bo'ei Ha'aretz, and now they're getting Chalokim. We don't know how many children these 5 or 6 B'nai Chayfer had. Maybe each one had 1 child, maybe each one had 5 children. Makes no difference. Whatever they had, added all up together, for argument's sake, let's say it's twice, if each one of them had, on average, 3 or 4 kids, we got 20 children altogether coming to Eretz Yisrael. Now all of these 20 portions are Chayzer, go back to Chayfer, because he holds that this is the unique time in history, Meshuna, this Yerusha, with the Mesa Mayosha Mesachai. So therefore Chayfer now in the Kever is now Yarshining 20 portions in Eretz Yisrael. And what is he going to do? He's now going to apportion it to all of those that are now entering Eretz Yisrael. So the Benoi Slavchad are tining, even though our father passed away, however, we want to get a chedek in that chazara, because since our father had no son, we are now bimkoim our father, so we want to share with the other 5 or 6 children of Chayfer that are entering into Eretz Yisrael. So even though we are not children of Chayfer, we're only einikloch of Chayfer, but that's our Mishnah. The Bas HaBen is like the Ben. So we are a Bas HaBen, we are the daughters of Tzlovchar, and therefore we want a chelik. And not only we want one chelik, we want a double chelik, because Tzlovchar was a Bechor of Chayfer. Says Imar, now I understand the answer to Rapapa's question. Rapapa asked, why the Bnei Tzlovchar screaming and crying, that Oyvavei, our father passed away by Midbar, and he left no sons. If you hold like a Bioinusin that, what is the determining factor? It's the Boya Aretz, and not the Yoytzim Mitzrayim. So who cares that Tzlovchar passed away? I mean, it's unfortunate, and you know, we feel bad for the Benoi Tzlovchar, but Lamaisa, since he's not entering Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to get a portion because of Tzlovchar. Zokti Mor, you're right. They're not complaining about Tzlovchar. They're complaining about Tzlovchar being the son of Chayfer. And they're saying, all of our uncles and our cousins are getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it all went back to Hefer, and now Hefer is sending it back to the Boya Aret. So we want to share in the chelik that Hefer is sending back. If it was 20 chalokim, we want to get at least 2 or 3 or whatever from those chalokim, because of the fact that Slavchot was the Bechor of Hefer. So it gets Pishnayim, and depending how many people are going to Eretz Yisrael, we want to get our allocation from among all those. And again, my arbitrary example of the 20, they want to get at least, if they were talking 20 portions, presumably they would get twice. Depends on how many kids are coming into Eretz Yisrael. If there are 5 coming into Eretz Yisrael altogether, we have to divide it up, not by fifths, we have to divide it up by sixths, because Slavka gets a double portion. And if the 5 sons add Slavka to the mix, and he gets 2 portions, and therefore there would be 7 portions. He would get 2, and the other 5 would get 1 each. Anyway, they'd have to divide up whatever is being sent back by Chef. So now we understand, says the Gemara, Ella, we're on the 5th line, Ella Chazor of Elitam and Echse Chefer. That's the reason why they were complaining. They were not complaining about not getting Slavchot's Chelik, they were complaining about not getting the Chefer's Chelik. Next, says Gemara, Bishloimah, now we just finished now Slavchot. Now we're going on to Yosef. We're continuing a series of 6 questions that Rapapa asked Abayim. So the mnemonic that we had was L'Rav Tzlavchon, and now we're on to V'Yosef. What's V'Yosef? B'Yishlam L'man Yom L'Yitz Mitzrayim Hayni D'kot Tzavchon B'nei Yosef T'chsiv. Now this is a pasuk that we're not familiar with unless we are Tanakh experts, because this is a pasuk in Yehoshua. So for those of you that have the Torah or Hasholeim, it says V'Yidav B'nei Yosef Es Yehoshua Leimar Madu Nasat Li Nachla Goyrol Echad V'Chevel Echad V'Ani Amrav Ad Asher Ad Koy Barachini Hashem. I got a tremendous bracha. So the art scroll makes it easy for us and tells us that the original census that took place at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar tells us that Bnei Menashe of course being one of the 2 sons of Yosef, Menashe had 32,200 at the beginning of Bamidbar. 40 years later, in Parshas Pinchas, you look at Bnei Menashe, they had 52,700. That was 32,000, this is 52,000, which is an increase of more than 63%. Huge increase. Now, says the Gemara, the Bnei Yosef were complaining and saying, oy, 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 we have had this huge increase, and the amount of chelik, one or more of you is not on mute because we hear some background noise. So if you could put yourselves on mute, that would be very much appreciated. Anyway, says the Gemara, is Bishlam on Yom Yoyt Mitzrayim, Haile de Tovchon Bnei Yosef. That's why Bnei Yosef were complaining. Tichsid, Vaydabar Bnei Yosef. In other words, they're saying, Alts Yoyt Mitzrayim, we have 32,000 portions in Eretz Yisrael. But the Boya Aretz were 52,000. So 52,000 of us in the Shevet Menashe, part of the Shevet of Yosef, we have to go and split up 32,000 portions for 52,000. So each one of us is getting a sliver of what we really should be getting because we're coming into Eretz Yisrael now. And therefore, that's why they were upset. Why are we getting these small portions based on a census of 40? It's almost like Lahavdil Alfi Avdolis in the Electoral College. We're going to go and vote based on the number of Electoral College representatives New York had 40 years ago instead of what New York has today. We know years ago we were the most populous state, and now we're no longer so populous. Maybe number 5 and number 6, right? California is greater than Texas and a whole bunch, whatever. Doesn't matter. But the point is, we keep on losing our electoral vote as our population gets smaller relative to the other states. So here too, the Bnei Yosef is saying, why are you giving us based on the census of 40 years ago? We're upset, you know, we're 52,000, and you're giving us 32,000 portions.
Yeah, okay, I think you should go on mute, maybe.
I'm sorry?
Okay, thank you. Chesky should go on mute.
I don't know if it's Chesky or maybe David Fishman, if you'd be so kind. Anyway, everybody please go on mute if you can. Oh, very good. So says the Gemara now, Vayidam b'nei Yisroel, he said that's why they were complaining the Yotze Mitzrayim. Eleman liyom b'leboye oretz, if you're telling me based on those coming into Eretz Yisroel, my katzavchi, kulush koil, everybody is getting in, all 52,000 are getting normal chalakim when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael now. Why are they complaining? After all, we're going l'boye oretz, we're not going according to the Yotze Mitzrayim. The reason is because they had lots of kinderlach. Now, kinderlach, we normally think of babies and baby carriages, right? Chalataf. We're not really talking about babies. What we're talking about, anyone that's less than 20 years old. You remember the Gemara Darshan yesterday, it says in the Pasuk, La'eile techole ka'aret. And the Gemara said, La'eile ka'eile. That just like in the times of Pinchas, when we had the second counting, the census, that was used when they shortly before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael. So Ko'ele, just like it had to be Ben Esrim Shonav Amala, the Yoitzei Mitzrayim had to be over 20. And the same thing is the Boya Oretz had to be over the 20. So you only got a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael if you were 20 or above. The Bnei Yoisei Baruch Hashem had tons and tons of Kindelach. Kindelach means Bochrim, who were less than the age of 20. None of them were getting chalakim, but shortly after the coming into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to, of course, grow older and older. They're going to get married. They don't have a chalik, because they came in when they were young. Ah, so that's the reason why they were complaining, having nothing to do with Yoitz Mitzrayim and Boya Oretz, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yoinesen and Rabbi Yoshia, having to do simply that Yosef is complaining, but then Yosef are complaining too. Yeshua, we're not going to have it in no time, and in 5 years or 10 years, we're going to be stuffed. There's not going to be enough room for all of our youth. So now we take a short break, and the Gemara is going to say, Amar Abaye, from the fact that we see that Bnei Slavchot complained, and the Bnei Yosef complained, we don't find anybody else in either the Torah or Yahushua complaining about the fact that they're not getting a nachla or they're not getting a large enough nachla. So Omer Abaye, Shema mina lo yehave chad to lo yishakel. We see from this that everybody that came into Eretz Yisrael got a piece, a bigger piece or a small piece, but everybody got a piece. Yisol gadai to chav chad to lo yishakel. If you're going to go and tell me that in fact there were people that came into Eretz Yisrael that did not get a nachla, so why aren't they complaining? Now you're saying to me, why didn't we just say that if you were less than the age of 20, you don't get a chedek? Yeah, that's true. However, depending on whether you hold liyoytze mitzrayim uleboy ha'oretz, you would get a chedek because of somebody else. Meaning, let's say that you hold liyoytze mitzrayim. Even if there are 100 young kids coming into Eretz Yisrael, all under the age of 20. Nevertheless, if their father or their grandfather was one of the Yoitzim Mitzrayim, they're going to go and get a cheder because of the father or their grandfather. That would be according to Rabbi Yoshia. And even according to Rabbi Yoinesen, Rabbi Yoinesen says that you go to Boya Oret, Chesky, this is still a Chesky, there seems to be some noise in the background. But as far as the Boya Oret, even the Boya Oret, whatever they get, these 100 kinderlach that we spoke about, it goes back to the Mesim Yorshim Esachai, it goes back to the Reuvens or the Chafers that were Yoitzim Mitzrayim, they go back to them, they go and now send back the Yerusha from the others. In other words, let's take Chafer as an example. Chafer was one individual and he had 8 sons. Of the 8 sons, either 5 or 6 entered Eretz Yisrael. So Machloikis will see Mirchem on the Amud Beis. Let's say besides these 5 or 6 sons, they were Kenai Nahara 20 Einiklach, 30 Einiklach, a lot of kids. Even if all of these Einiklach are less than the age of 20, they'll get Bischus, their fathers that are coming in, and or they'll get in Bischus of Chafer, because whoever's older than 20 that's coming to Eretz Yisrael goes back to Chafer. And then Chafer goes and gives now to the people that are coming into Boya Aretz. So it's going to go and change the size of the allocation, depending on how many children one son of Chayfer has, or the second son of Chayfer, or the third son. But everybody's going to go and get something, either because they're already older than 20, or even if they're younger than 20, they're going to be Zocha because of a father or a grandfather that left, that was from Yoitz and Mitzrayim, and they're going to go and get that Chay. Says Okti Yomara, so he says Abai Yishmamina. Correct.
So they're not going to get a chelek.
They will, because their brothers that are older than 20, or their father, or their uncles that are older than 20, they're coming in. Whatever chelek that they get initially apportioned to them, they're going to have to cough it back, so to speak, to their father or their grandfather who was miyoytze Mitzrayim. And that father or grandfather who's bekever, he's now going to send back the Yerusha to all of those children and all of those Eniklach. And so...
But they have to be older than 20. I thought their Bayaharet had to be older than 20 also. Yet both sides had to be older than 20.
If what you're saying is correct, that to go and get a portion for yourself, if you hold like Rabbi Yoshia, then that person that is Zocha to the Nachla, the Yoytze Mitzrayim, he would have had to be 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim and went into the Midbar. According to Rav Yoinesin, again, initially, the person that's coming to Boi Aretz, he has to be 20 years or older to get a schus atzmis, based on his own going into Eretz Yisrael. But what happens if, in fact, according to Rav Yoishia, you have a situation where, let's start again, Rabbi Yoshia, where everything is based on Yoytze Mitzrayim. So even though the one that left Mitzrayim, call him Reuven, he passed away in the Midbar together with all the other Yidin that passed away in the Midbar, and he left over 10, 20, 30 children and grandchildren, all that going into Eretz Yisrael, even if many of them are below the age of 20, they would get in the schus of their father or Zayda that left Mitzrayim. That was recorded. It's recorded in the beginning of Sefer Shemois that all those that left Mitzrayim, the Yoytze Mitzrayim, they are Zoicha to a Nachla. So although those Yidden unfortunately didn't get the Nachla in their hands because they passed away prematurely, but all of their children in Eniklach get that Chedek. So even though they're below the age of 20, they got a Chedek. That's according to Rabbi Yoshia. As far as Rabbi Yoinesin is concerned, Rabbi Yoinesin says we first initially count the Boya Arts, the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. The only ones that we count are those that are 20 and over, like you said, 100, 100%, you're 100% right. Now, let's assume, for argument's sake, that the Yoytze Mitzrayim person passed away. He left five sons, and he left five grandsons. Those five grandsons are not from the five sons, those five grandsons are from other sons, who also passed away. All the five sons are over the age of 20. All of the kids, the five grandsons, are under the age of 20. They're 18, 15, 12, 10, but they're not 20. So what happens now? Initially, only the five sons that are over the age of 20, they get a chelek al zboi aretz. The five that are below the age of 20 initially get zero. Now, the portions of those five, because of the din of the Chazorah, that it returns, that the Meisim Yoshim Zechaim, those five portions, all revert back to Tati or Zaydi, Saba, whoever it was, that was Miyotze Mitzrayim. What does he do after he gets these five portions? He sends it back now to the people that are the Bo'ei Ha'aretz. Okay, so who is going to go and get a portion now? Instead of dividing it up and giving it back to those five who are the ones that are over 20, he's going to give it across the board to all 10, including the five that are below the age of 20. So although they did not get an initial portion because they were below the age of 20, but since because of this Chazara, then Chayfer or Reuven, whoever is Bekever, is being beneficent and benevolent to all of his children and his Eniklach, and therefore those Eniklach, not from the five sons, because those five sons are getting their portion, but the five Eniklach from other sons, they are going to go and get a portion because of Chayfer or Reuven or whoever it is returning a portion to them.
So if you had a 1-year-old child that say, like, Sarah, you know, being a homo, the wife gave birth, right, when coming to Israel, that child would get a chelek. But his brother, who was born a year later or a day later, would not get that. So it's
I'm not following. Can you start again? What was your?
I'm saying all the grandchildren are going to get a portion, even if they're under 20.
You're talking about those that went Boy Aretz. Correct.
But I'm just saying there has to be a line drawn somewhere, because at some point.
Yes.
They're born after they came into Eretz Israel.
Yeah, then they don't get it. Then they don't get their independent chedek. They'll share, you know, when their tati passes away, they'll yarshin it from their father.
So as long as they're 1 day old, they're going to be zoicha.
Exactly. Even the tefillim are going to be zoicha because of the din of chazak. Okay. So we see from this, says Abaya, that because we don't find any other complainants in Tanakh, other than the Bnei Slavchad and the Bnei Yosef, says Omar Baish, Maminoli Avachad Tuloy Shaku. It cannot be that there's somebody that didn't get a chedek, even a psasliver, Tisol Gedaitach, Havachad Tuloy Shaku, Iboy Le Mitzvah, he should complain. Fuchitame, maybe you're going to go tell me that Tzavach, Viahani, Kosveikro. No, maybe there were in fact 50 others that also complained. The only reason why we don't find it in Tanakh is because only those that their complaints helped, those that screamed and complained and were helped as a result of their complaint, then the Torah goes and records it. If somebody just complained at the complaining office and nothing happened as a result, the Torah doesn't mention it, because why should I bother telling us about irrelevant things, and nothing happened anyway. So Kimura, but that's not true. Because Rabbi Yosef the Tzavchi v'lehani, because Vinukra, we find with Rabbi Yosef, they complained, and guess what? Nothing happened. They did not get any greater portion. Yeshua said, my hands are tied. All of you are going to get Alpi HaGoyro, and Alpi the Urim V'tumim, and Chazal tell us, and the Pasuk already says initially, that all the matzahs got the same. We're going to learn in the Gemara in another couple of days that even though everybody got the same, it doesn't mean that they got the same in volume in terms of land, but they got in terms of value. So therefore, you could have had, just to throw out an example, Shevet Dan, their portion in Eretz Yisrael might have been only half the size of Shevet Naphtali, because Don's properties were mostly idias, and Naphtali's were mostly ziburias. So in other words, we did it based on, not that we did it, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Goyrel and through the Urvatumim, did it based on an appraisal and evaluation. So Yeshua was not able to give the Bnei Yosef even an additional 1 inch of land that they were not entitled to. So that even though they, the Bnei Yosef, complained, they didn't get anything. And I see, nevertheless, that the Torah recorded, even though it was Tzavach v'lo Yahani. So the Gemara does Nishkaraya. The reason why that was recorded, Hasam Eitzah Toiv Kamash V'lan, it was that Yeshua was giving an Eitzah Toiv B'nei Yosef. The boy lady inish is the Hurei Me'ena Bisha. Person should be very careful from Chas V'Sholem and Ayin Hara. V'Yitzkamelu Yeshua. That's what Yeshua said. D'chsiv V'Yomaleim Yeshua. What is this all about? So if you have the Torah Ora Shalom Ois Beis, this was the response that Yeshua gave to Bnei Yosef. Bnei Yosef was saying, we have such a large family, such a large shevet, and we're getting such a small amount compared to the other shvat. So what did Yeshua say? V'yom aleim Yeshua. Im am rov atav yistak is so big. Go into the forest. What does that mean? On the surface, it means, it says, that Yeshua is telling them, Yosef, you're telling me you don't have enough land for a living. I have a great idea. You have a huge forest over there. Go into the forest, cut down, clear out the trees, and then cultivate some of that land for fields, and build on it the skyscrapers, that you have enough room for all of your children and Eimiklach and the whole big Bnei Yosef. So what do we see from this? Bnei Yosef screamed, but it didn't help them. They could have figured that out on their own, that if there's not enough land to live and to cultivate, then got to cut down a couple of trees. And so therefore, what is the Torah telling us this? There's an Eitz HaTov Kamashvalan. When it says that Yeshua told them, Alei Lucha Hayara, what he meant to say is not and cut down the trees, but rather hide yourselves in the forest. Why should you hide yourselves? So you shouldn't have everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry passing by Bnei Yosef and saying, wow, Kenai Nahara, what a population explosion. That would be an Ayin Ro'ah Chas V'Shom. Therefore, he says a person should be careful about Ayin Hara. So, Ein Tatoi V'Kamashvalan, the boy lady inish with the Hurei Me'ein Abisha. Behind the Tekomelu Yeshua, three lines from the bottom, Tichsiv, V'Yermalem Yeshua, Im Am Rov Ata, if your tak is so big, Alei Lecha Yara. What does that mean? Not only cut down the trees, but Omlehu Lechu V'Heichavu, hide Atzmechem V'Yorim, Shle Tishlet Bechem Ayin Ra. Oh, so could tak be, says our Gemara, that others tzavchu v'loy ne'enu, and that's why the Torah doesn't record it. Ah, Yosef, the Torah doesn't record that, the Torah records their complaint, but they didn't, their complaint, loy ahani, it didn't help them, they didn't get 1 inch more, but the Torah goes and records it to tell us this very important lesson about Ayin Hara. Why would the Bnei Yosef not concerned about Ayin Hara? Because of the famous Chazal, Amrulei Anamizar Di Yosef B'lishalta Be'ein Abisha. Since we're Bnei Yosef, there is no such thing as Ayin Harab, which is Shoilet on us. Tachsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Bin Poydus Yosef, Bin Poydus Ali Oyin. What means Ali Oyin? Bam Rebavo. Al Tikri Ali Oyin El Oyle Oyin. Oyle Oyin means, like we would say today, above the radar screen or below the radar screen. In other words, that the people that would look at Yosef and Chas V'Shalom given Ayin Hara, their mazel was higher than a person's vision, so you don't have to worry about that Ein Abisha. Similarly, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amr, it says, Mehocha, V'yidgu l'roi v'kerim v'aretz. What type of lotion is V'yidgu? Ma'adogin shebiyam mayim v'chasen amleim v'ina Ayin shaletis behem. Just like by dogim, you can't have an Ayin Hara about how many fish there are in the sea, because you can't see how many fish there are in the sea. If you look at the Atlantic Ocean, can you tell whether there is one fish or a billion fish? You can't tell because it's all covered up. They're saying, we're v'yidgu l'roiv, we have this special bracha from Yaakov Avinu, that we will be like dogim, eina ayin sholetes behem, avdar shol Yosef, eina ayin sholetes behem. And with this, we have now finished the first three of the simon, l'rav, tzlofchot, and Yosef. There are another three, Ichbal, Menashe, and Yechoshev. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back to the three remaining questions that Rav Papa asked Abaya. The reason why we don't ask it immediately is because we first have a shtikel hakdama. What's an hakdama? We're now, okay. Meraglim Yeshuva Kolev Not Luchelkam. This Meraglim Yeshuva Kolev Not Luchelkam, this was in the Braisa that we quoted yesterday. If you remember on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, roughly 4 or 5 lines into the Amud, Meraglim Yeshua V'Kolev, Meraglim Yeshua V'Kolev, not Luchelkam. So when it comes to the Meraglim, Yeshua V'Kolev took their chelik. Says the Gemara, how do I know Minani Mili? Amu'ulit, the Amakrat says in the Pasim, Yeshua Benun, V'Kolev Ben Yifuna, Choyu, Menu Anoshe Mehaim, Asher Toru Esa Aret. That those ha'holchem loser sort, among the 12 of the Meraglim, only Yeshua and Kalev survived the Nebuch, all the 40 years in the Midbar, where Nebuch v'loy noisim mehem ish, kim Kalev ben Yefuna v'Yeshua ben Nun. No one else survived from the 600,000 plus Jews that had left Mitzrayim and entered to the Midbar. The only ones that remained from the 12 Meraglim were Yeshua and Kalev. Choyu and Oshuhe. Vreitimar mai choyu. Not what means choyu. Ilei mechoyu mamish. Is it the simple pshat? They're the only ones that outlived everybody else. The other 10 died. and Yeshua and Caleb continued to live. Of all of the Yidden, the 600,000 plus that left Mitzrayim, at the end of the 40 years, Nebuch, all of them passed away during that 40-year period, as we know. So what does that mean? So why are we repeating that Choyim and Anoshim Ohayim? Of course, Choyim. We already said that not only were they the only ones that survived the 600,000, they're the only two that survived the 12 Meraglim. So to my Choyu, Shechoyu Bechelkam. The word Choyu over here doesn't mean to live. It means that they continued to survive and thrive based on the Chelik of the 10 Meraglim. Which means that in addition to the Chalokim that Yeshua and Kalev received, like everybody else in Klal Yisrael, Yeshua and Kalev also received each one the equivalent of 5 of the 10 chalakim that were going to go to the other 10 meraglim. So they split the other 10 meraglim's chalakim between Yeshua and Kalev. But now the Braisa continues. That's, how do we know that? Because it says choyu. Choyu doesn't mean just that they live, but choyu means that they continue to thrive. Based on, you know, financially and economically, based on those 10 chalokim of the miracle. But then the Braisa continues on, Misloinim v'adas koirich lo yehoyu lehem chelik baretz. The Misloinim and the Adas koirich, they didn't have a chelik baretz, and nobody yarshined their chelik. It's not like the case of the miraglim that they, miraglim took over. Nobody took over their chelik. They lost out on the right of any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Frankly, more about Tanya, I have another braisa that says meraglim, misloinim, vadas koirach. On the surface, it sounds like all three, meraglim, misloinim, vadas koirach. Yeshua v'kalim not luchelka. Wow! Yeshua v'kalim, not only did they take over the chelik of the meraglim, they took over the chelik of the misloinim and the adas koirach. So I have a stira between the two braisas. It depends on whether or not, based on a hekish, you learn the status of the property of the misloinim from the status of the property of the meraglim. Where is this hekish? Oh, we go back to that original pasuk with the Bnei Slavchad complaining about their lot in life or the absence of a lot in life, because they were only girls, no boys, and therefore they were not going to get a chelik b'aretz. Tesanya, what does it say in the pasuk? Avinu meis b'midbar, our father never passed away in the desert. V'hu lo yehoyah b'toicho eidu hanoyodim al Hashem b'adas koirach. He wasn't part of the adas koirach. Ki b'chetoy meis, he had his own chet. Uvonim lehoyu loy, and he had no kindlech, no sons. So because of that, Lomanigara, why shouldn't we get a chelik? If there are no banim, let the banois go and get a chelik baretz. So the Gemara darshins a pasuk. The sanya avinu meis b'midbar zet slavchad. This is referring to slavchad. Now, these two words zet slavchad would seem to be totally unnecessary and superfluous. Why? Because the Torah introduces that the Bnei Slavchad are coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're saying, our father died in the Midbar. Now, if the Bnei Slavchad are talking, and they're saying, our father died, then who do you think their father was? It wasn't Chaim Beryl, you know, who davens in Bismedish. They're talking about Slavchad, their father Slavchad. So why was it necessary to say Zet Slavchad? Says Rishbam, Einachanami, it wasn't necessary, but since we are darshening the rest of the pasuk, we threw that in. Rishbam says, "Milta de pshitei, toksiv liel benoy slavcha, el agav grora." I'm reading from the Rishbam, 10 lines from the top of the Amud. You know, since every other word in the pasuk is being darshened, he says that slavcha. But then Rishbam brings another pshat as well, and we spoke about this earlier on in today's shir, that there's a sifri that says that we have a drasha gzeira shofar. Here it says Avinu meis b'midbar, and it says by the mekoshish etzim vayimtzu ish mekoshish etzim b'midbar. So I learned of one b'midbar from the other b'midbar that the mekoshish etzim was tzlofchad. So says Rishbam, it could be that the zet tzlofchad is not explaining pshat in this pasuk, but rather that we're preparing ourselves for that gzeira shava to tell us who's the mekoshish fellow in the midbar. Oh. That's lovchad b'midbar b'midbar. Fine. Continuing on. V'hu lo yihoyi b'toicho eda. Now, on the surface, the pasuk is just being a little bit verbose, and it's saying, v'hu lo yihoyi b'toicho eda ala noyo d'mal Hashem b'das koyrach. So the eda that we're referring to b'das koyrach. But the Gemara is bothered by that. Why does the pasuk repeating itself? It says, he was b'toicho eda, and he was b'das koyrach. What do you have to repeat it twice? Oh, he wasn't the Eida Zadas Meragli. He had nothing to do with Meragli. And the other Malashem, Eilu Misloinenim. Now, who are the Misloinenim? Poshim Pshat, the Misloinenim means, Vayiloinu Kolo'om Al Moshe, and they were complaining about that the water of Mora was undrinkable. Ki Morim Hein, Kein Nikrishma Mora, they couldn't drink the water, they said, Manishta. And this is the best raya, Rabbi Yisai, that they didn't have Polish spring bottled water back in those times. Because if yes, they could have gone into the grocery store and they could have put Polish spring water. Unless they were all Hungarians and they didn't want to drink from the Polish spring water. But they have nothing to drink. So Vayiloinu, they all complained.
But it was bitter water. It was water from Mara.
Exactly, from Mara. Bitter water. Shkoyach. So getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, what about these? Now that's the Pashup Pshat. In another two lines, you're going to see the Gemara is going to have a different Pshat. Well, that's the Pashup Pshat. So Zok the Gemara, that they were not among the Tzlofchad. He was not Betoich Hadas Meraglim. He was not among the Misloinim. He did not complain about water. He said, if we don't have bread, let them eat cake. And if they didn't have water, let them drink grape juice or Coca-Cola. So he was not the Misloinim. And he was not Badas Koyrach, Kimashmoy, he was not among the Adas Koyrach. So what do we see? We see in the same Pasuk that the reference to Betoicha Eida is Adas Meraglim, and the Odom Al Hashem, that's Misloinim, so Mar Makish Misloinim Meraglim. They're just like the Meraglim who received the portions of the Meraglim, Yeshua and Kolev, like we said before. Choyu, Menu Anoshim O'Elim. So they were the ones that received, so just like they received the portion of the Meraglim, they receive the portion of the misloinenim. Umar sabar, loy makish misloinenim raglim. No, I don't hold of the hekish. The reason why he doesn't hold of the hekish, says Rishbam, because there's no vav. If it would say, hu loy hoye betoicha eida, and v'hadi odim al Hashem, the extra vav would be mechaber the two together to say, adas meraglim, misloinenim, hainu hach, those are two categories where Yeshua and Kolev inherited their portions. But since there's no vav, so these are separate categories on their own, and therefore they just lost their chelik ba'aretz, all of these misloinenim. However, Yeshua and Kolev did not yarshin those chalak. So with this, we have concluded the discussion vis-a-vis the braisa. But as you'll see now, this is now an introduction to the next question that our Papa is asking Abaya. This is question number 4. Where in the mnemonic, in the simen, it said ichpol, like the Gemara says, Yom leir apop li abay, uleman de makish misloin le meraglim, ichpol Yeshua v'kolev v'yorso l'kula eretz Yisrael. What does the Gemara mean to say? When you're talking about meraglim, there was a finite number of meraglim, 12 altogether. 12 minus 2, Yeshua and Kolev, you're down to 10. Okay, it's understandable that two people get 10 additional halakim. Okay, v'yiloinu kolam doesn't mean every single Jew in Klal Yisrael, but it sounds like we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, all complaining, ichonish was drinking, I can't drink. Coca-Cola has been sold out. All the grape juice is sold out. I can't drink water because the water is morim hay. Al kein koresh mamora. Soy bazoy, You're telling me none of those received a chelik baretz, and all of those chalokim went to Yeshua and Kalev? Yeshua and Kalev must have owned half of Eretz Yisrael, or two-thirds of Eretz Yisrael. Although the Gemara uses the term kula Eretz Yisrael, Rejbam says he doesn't mean literally kula, but he means rupa. Yeah, a huge amount. But Yeloinu Amal Moshe, Manishta. Everything Gemara, that's not what we mean here in the Pasuk when we say misloinim, but rather what we mean is misloinim dimaraglim. I'm sorry, Amalei misloinim sheba das koirach kamrin. Talk about the misloinim in the adas koirach. Who were the misloinim adas koirach? Says Rishbam, those are the 250 that took the machtois and were machtidik toiris. They all died, as we know, when they were machtidik toiris. And those 250, they lost their chelik. And according to the second brisa, Yeshua and Kalev were zoiche in their 250. Okay, 250 is a lot. Goes without saying. But it's not the same as thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of portions in Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore, but again, it's only the second brisa. According to the first brisa, those misloinim shemadas koira lost their chelik. Lost totally, nobody yarshin those chalakim, which means that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu went and divided up with the help of the Yeshua, etc., all the chalakim in Eretz Yisrael, those chalakim were not allocated to those individuals, but rather were swept up by the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, assuming that we started off with 600,000, we deduct 250, and now if you hold the Yoytz Mitzrayim, the Schalka Aretz, then you have 599,750 that had all the Chelki Eretz Yisrael and not the 600,000. Okay, back to our Gemara. So that's the Ichpul. Omalei, so Jadon's card, come in. Next. Omalei, Omalei, Rapopoli, Abai. This is now question number 5. Bishlam Lamani, Omalei, Yotim, Tzayim, Nishal, Kaur, Tzayim, Dichsav, Yiplu, Chavle, Menashe, Asara. This is a Pasuk in Yehoshua. And it says that the Chevel Menashe, the word Chevel means Chelik, like Chelke Menashe. How many portions did Menashe get? Asara. 10 altogether. That's what it says in the Pasuk. If you have the Oresholim, Torah Oresholim, it's number Vav. Number 6, Vayiplu Chevel Menashe Asara. Now, the question is, how did you get 10 portions altogether? Says the Gemara, it's very simple. You add 6 plus 4 and you get 10. Shita the Shita Bati Avais. There were 6 Bati Avos, major portions of major subdivisions of Menashe. The Arba Didu, and 4 of theirs. 4 of theirs means of the Bnei Slavchad. Now, how do you get 6 of Bati Avos? If you go to the Rishbam, the Rishbam is Rishbam Hainu Tichsiv, about 10 lines before the wide lines. But you don't need to go, okay, let's see the whole thing. 10 lines before the wide line. Zot Rishba. Be Yeshua. Achshen not lebnei Slavchad. After my Slavchad got their chelik, it says in Yeshua, Ve'yiplu chevle menashe asar. They got, the chevle menashe got 10 portions all together. 6 plus 4. How do you get 6 plus 4? The Hainu. Shita de shita bati avais. Haksuv lemala. 6 bati avais which are described in the psukim prior to that pasuk, v'dala did hu, and 4 portions of the bnei slavchad. We'll see what that means in a minute. That's how you get 10 hariyasar. Tchsim v'yal. In the psukim there in Yeshua it says, v'hilu bnei Menashe hanoisarim lemishpachos, and now let's count them together. Lebnei Aviezer is 1. Lebnei Chelik is 2. Bnei Asriel is 3. Bnei Shechem is 4. Bnei Chefer is 5. Lebnei Shmida is 6. Notice that number 5 was Chefer. Chefer is the father of Tzlofchad. He was a major force, a major power, if you will, major base of in Menashe. That's number 5. Shmida is 6. Eilu b'nei Menashe ben Yosef. Haschor l'mishpachos. Now Tzlofchad also had 4. Now how do you get to 4? So let's go back to Agibah. It says in the Pasuk that there were 10. Shita shita bati avos, we just counted out the 6. Barba did who? Ma'asarim, therefore you have 10. That's if you hold the Yoytz Mitzrayim. Elman yam labaya oritz taman yehu. To have a shita, the shita bati avos, utrei did who? Ha taman yehu. Now what does he mean by all of this? So remember, Rabbi, so we had in the Mishnah yesterday that the Bnei Slavchad got three halakim. Number one, because of their father, Slavchad. And two, because of Chayfer, their Zeta. Because both Chayfer was Miyotze Mitzrayim, and Slavchad was Miyotze Mitzrayim. And therefore, they got the Chayfer of their father, Slavchad. Because Slavchad had no sons, but he had daughters. Ah, so the daughters took that chedek. And number two, they took the chedek of Chayfer, that Slavchad, they didn't get a direct right to Chayfer. But since they were the Bas HaBen of Chayfer, they get, because like all the other sons of Chayfer, they also got. But they got a double portion, because remember, Slavchad was a Bechar, and therefore they got three portions altogether. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. You may recall that I told you the Rishbam says that the Gemara later is going to say that they also got a fourth portion. And that is because Chayfer, not only did he lose Tzlofchad in the Midbar because of the Avinu Meisba Midbar, maybe Mekoshish, maybe not, it's Machloikis. But Tzlofchad passed away. But besides him, another son of Chayfer passed away. Even though until now we didn't discuss it. The Rishbam and the Mishnah said the reason why the Mishnah didn't bother bringing it, because there was no chiddush in bringing it, so it was silent. But in fact, they got four halakim. What were the four? One, because of Slavchad; two, because of Chayfer, being Chayfer, and the double portion because Slavchad was a Bechar. And number four, the chalik that Slavchad, had he been alive, would have gotten from his brother, because unfortunately that brother that passed away left no children, no boys, no girls, no sons, no daughters, gunish. So who gets it now? It goes back to Chayfer, who had passed away. So no, it goes now to all the brothers. Who is one of the brothers? Slavchad. And even though Slavchad is no longer, but the chedek that he got or would have received, this now goes to the daughters. They had four chalakim altogether. So it's 6 plus 4. I'm just going to point out now the kasha more on the bottom. Why are we adding 4 to 6? Since 6 are bati avos, and one of the bati avos is chefri, that's chefer. So then the 4 are all part of that chefer. So we're double counting the benoy slavchad. Benoy slavchad ben chefer, they're all part of that base av. So why are we referring to 6 plus 4? It's 6 altogether. They're included in chefer. The Gemara is going to ask that on the bottom. Anyway, that's how we get to a cheshbon of 10. If you go to the Yotze Mitzrayim. Why Yotze Mitzrayim? Because Chayfer left Mitzrayim. All the children of Chayfer, including Tzlofchad, left Mitzrayim. So you get the 4 halakim. But if you're going to go L'boi Yoretz, Manim L'boi Yoretz, to Man Yehuda Hava, you only have 8 altogether. Shita, the Shita Bati Avos, the 6 Bati Avos that we enumerated in the Rishbam, as well as Utrei Dedu, and 2 of theirs. Now what means 2 of theirs? Because they were Boya Aretz, we now revert back to the Mesim Yorshim Esachayim, and therefore they're going to go and get from Chayfer, since Chayfer was from the Yotze Mitzrayim, all the Boya Aretz's Chaylix are all going to go back to Chayfer, and Chayfer is going to send it back to them, so therefore they're going to get that double portion of Chayfer, because Slavchad was a son, and he was a Bechar, so he gets 2 portions. So I understand how you get 8 altogether. But you don't get 10, because the fact that Slavchad got a Chelik, according to the Boyarits, Slavchad didn't get a Chelik, because it's his daughters that came into Eretz Yisrael, and that doesn't count, only boys over 20. Girls, even if they're over 20, are deemed to be like Taf, says Rishbam, they don't count to receive and then to return. According to Rabbeinus. Look, you want to man the other boy or it's to man you to have a sheet of the sheet about the office, who trade the 2 from Chayfer, or to man you. Frank Mugutamich, on the man the other, the Oitz Mitzrayim, the Schalke or it, Tesav. In our mission, we only had 3, we didn't have 4. How'd you get to 10? It should only be 9, 6 plus 3. El Mayis Lachlamemer, what did we already disclose 2 minutes ago that had Acha? The Amba Havlahu, that besides Slavchad passing away, Slavchad's brother from the Bnei Chayfer also passed away. So therefore, Slavchad and his daughters got a chelik in that brother that passed away. That's how you get 10 altogether, 4. So Hokanami, Trey Achadika. I'm sorry, Trey Achad Abba Havalahu. Don't tell me that there was only one brother that passed away of Slavkhad, but two brothers of Slavkhad passed away. You know, I really feel bad for Khaifer. Khaifer never had to go and never sit Shiva for all three. Unless Khaifer predeceased them in the Midbar, so he didn't have to sit Shiva. But it was, you can imagine, in Bismedish, how everybody was talking, hey, Nebuch, look at this Mashpucha. Slavkhad passed away, and one brother passed away, and another brother passed away. Ay, 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 ay. Anyway, Zokti Yamara, how do I know that there was at least one more brother that passed away? Tesanya. And now we're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe to go and give to the Bnei Slavkhad. If you have the Ois Zayin, Kei Bnei Slavkhad Toivres, they're right. Nosen Titan Lehem Achuzes Nachla. This is a very, if you will, verbose pasuk. So that's good. Now it says, why did you say, what does he have to go and say? That's the nachla of their father, meaning Slavkhad. That's the Zayda. That's Chayfer. That's the double portion that Slavkhad got in Chayfer. That was a fourth portion. How do I know? Because of the brother that passed away. What's that fourth portion? Shenema nosen titein. Oh, double loshen. You get number 4. How do I know, if according to Bani Yom, that there were two brothers besides Slavkhad? How do I know? It says in the Pasuk, Me'achuz is Nachla Nafka. It could have said here in the Pasuk, Nosei Titlehem Nachla. Why did it say Nosei Titlehem Achuz is Nachla? One more brother. Okay, so we've ended that kash as well. We said it says in the Pasuk that Slavkhad daughters got 4 portions. L'chari, they only got 2 portions if you hold the boy, your aretz. Says Yomara, because there were 2 brothers that passed away. Like we just said. The Omelet Rapapa Leabai. This is question number 6. That Rapapa, the final question that we had in the simen that we started off with today. What was that final simen? After Ichbal Menashe, Yei Choshev. Yei Choshev means Cheshbin. The Omelet Rapapa Leabai. Kromai kachoshiv, that's the yichoshiv. It falim kachoshiv tu v'hava. Ibati avos kachoshiv shita hava. What's bothering the Gemara is, why are we adding 6 plus 4? Since the 4 of the Bnei Slavkhad and the whole mishpacha of Chayfer are part of the shita bati avos of Chayfer, so why are we talking about 6 plus 4? The 4 are included in the bati avos. So why are we adding another 4? Every one of the oilam bati avos kachashim. We're attacking enumerating the bati avos. Why are we adding the additional 4 of the bnei slavchad? V'akamashvla the bnei slavchad not luchevig b'choira to go and tell you that in the cheshvin of 4, whichever way you slice it and splice it, they had 4. 4 plus 6 is 10. How did they get 4? In the mishnah, they only had 3. They got from Slavkhad and 2 parts of Chayfer. So we said because Nebuch, another brother of Slavkhad, passed away. Or according to the other man, the other 2 brothers passed away. But what's the chiddush? Why are we telling us this? To tell you that when Slavkhad got a chelik b'choyra. Who cares? We know that a b'chor gets a chelik b'choyra. But we have a rule that ein b'chor noitel b'roi kim b'muchsik. It's got to be b'chol ha'shi'i matzei lai. And if you hold that we go back to the Yotz Mitzrayim, it was a muksik. Neither Chayfer, nor Slavkhad, nor any of the Bnei Chayfer, none of them ever came into Eretz Yisrael. Why would Slavkhad get a double portion? Al Eretz Yisrael muksekesi, because Eretz Yisrael has been ours, Klal Yisrael, from the times of Ram, Yitzhak, V'Yakov, where Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you and your children and Enoch, for Al Nadoiris, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. It doesn't belong to any of the Umayis who I love. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. So we're going to continue Mat Hashem tomorrow morning. Not